understand. By your grace that he is topmost Vaishnav and not top person is also so rushy. You'll be very glad to so check that out. This is outward reason, but external. But internal reason was that he has made up his mind at first that I should meet there and I should go in the school of Vishakha, that is Raramananda, and there I will learn so much and then I will be qualified to realize Krishna and Srimad Bhagavatam. So anyhow, he went to the school as a student. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken bath and was sitting on the bank of Godavari River. Godavari River is very sacred. She is like Lakshmi. So she was sitting like this. What you were thinking? Then I will know the greatness of Srimad Bhagavatam and how I will have the heart of the Bhagavatam. With this very crowd, surrounded by so many learned scholars, Sanskrit pandits, reciting Ved mantras, and with a drum, he was coming in palki. Palki, you know? As the king. Isha, when he put on his all these things and wanted to take bath, Isha, not nearby, so, but far away, so. A Bal Sanyasi. Bal Sanyasi means? Bal Sanyasi. Lots and lots sun rays will be down. So much attractive, but he was fearing from the pandit's crowds that what they will tell, that being a Shudra, you know, being a Shudra, and he is going to Brahmin Sanyasi. He wanted that I should not do, but his heart was so stolen and attractive that he could not check. Royal dress, he kept there. depth becomes four. Understand? Four eyes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One. Rāramanu. And so being, I am not Rāramanu, but I am your servant. Rāramanu. Shudra. I am so wretched and fallen. But how you mean? He had once impressed me. He has impressed me. A Brahmin sannyasi, very beautiful sannyasi, rays are coming. And praying her eyes. Are standing, heart is melting, and my heart is also melting by touching. And he also me and Krishna, and both fell down on the earth and to Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And begin. I will tell this dog, very sweet dogs. Other days. You like this?
Yes.
This is bhakti. And this will take you to Raghunuga Bhakti at once, without any delay. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. And all of the sons grow a very deep greed in you to know all good things. So Chaitanya said, written all these things. Even not in Srimad Bhagavat we can find. What is Srimad Bhagavat? Chaitanya just down with the what is Srimad Bhagavatam? Who was Krishna? Who is Krishna? Radha? What is strength? What is Leela? What is the oath? How can I add service? I must explain. Adau Shabda Tata Sadhu Sangha Ata Bhajan Kriya Tato Anakthana Prakti Sat Tato Nishtha Ruchis Tata Bhavo Prema Bhudanchati इति साधका नाम या प्रादुर्भाव एट स्टेजेस ऑफ ऑल थिंग्स इन टू चैतन्य महाप्रभु रामानंद जी आस्किंग क्वेश्चनिंग एंड ही आंसरिंग आई लाइक टू डिस्क्राइब दिस रामानंद in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sanatana Siksha. Root Siksha. Rati Yatra Prasanga. This Prasanga. What I'm doing of Dharma Mahaprabhu Sattva. And fourth chapter of Adi Chaitanya. Heart jewels. Of this is great. Deeply in Muslim only. Then we can realize who are Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for what purpose he has come to here. So we should give all these things tomorrow in morning session. Not one day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. We can do that. So then we can. Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Hare Hare.
come from France. He's been waiting to meet you for a long time.
I'll try. The world is like so qualified. Patitanam pavane Vaishnava Namo Mahavatamina Krishna Namaha Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura First time go down to the lotus feet of Swami Maharaj, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, who came first from India to all Krishna, and he made platform for Bhakti Yoga. And then I welcome the whole audience, Vaishnava, my friends. Yogi, but I want to become yogi. And for dust of yogi, of the yogi. First of all, I want to tell you what is the present problem. Cooking department to medical department, especially going here and there, communication, transportation, also so many things have been invented that the whole world has become in our hands. We can go from one part to last part of this earth, very quickly. And we can talk each other, one zone to another, from north to pole to south. We can see playing football in India, which is going on in Germany or anywhere in England. We can see that pencils are so powerful. If any part of body is rotten, heart can also be given there. New breath also can be given. So these are the very wonderful inventions of the breath can be sent to us. mean every day, I mean this second. All this days. We are thinking that we have developed our sons and all other things, but we have lost some.
There is enough the is gone.
But then we have lost love to each other. Everyone is not a disaster. Believe in each other. Husband has a separate economic plan. Daughter has separated from his parents. Children have separated from account from beginning. The husband and wife have also separated accounts, not believing each other. No frame like this. We see that the bad effect of this, that at first we have seen in India about 50 years before or 60 years before. So much love and affection to each other. No account separate. And loving each other, loving animals, trees, hospital, our father, mother, and all relatives. We have seen in India, in Calcutta, in Delhi, in Bombay, in roads so much crowd. Roads are so much crowded. Less and less persons are going each other. Parasper.
So much is us.
But if anyone falls down, none are there to pick up them. This civilization, we see that frame has gone away. Senses of gratification of senses are coming, but anyone is not happy. This is the problem of this civilization. We are not loving each other. We are loving dogs, cows, and all other animals, creepers, but we are not attached to our loving persons, because we know that they will cheat us. Dogs, they will not cheat us. Cow will not cheat us. But we cannot have faith on the persons around us. We are quite helpless there. So, have some faith on animals like dogs and cows. But not. We are seeing that even today, war is going on in some countries, and cold war is so much. So the problem of this civilization is that we have no blame at all to each other. What to tell to God? If you have the friend, love, affection for Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can love to each other.
See, that's not what the Supreme
5,000 years at the time of Christ. Krishna has never come to make fight each other. He has not come for Mahabharata to teach persons to fight for reputation, for wealth, for anything. He has descended only from establishing love, affection to all hearts. This one. When Krishna came, all were fighting for name and wealth, reputation, also for women, for sense gratifications, for Western, for all. In Gita, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Vedas, it has been written that those who serve Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are devotees, but they are called Supreme Gods. And those who don't follow and always burn, always going into self gratification of senses, all are called demons. There are two sides from ancient times. When the world was created, demons were also there and semi-gods were also there and fighting. Demons always create devils and giving sufferings to all. As semi-gods, like devotees, they always wanted to check them and not to create any troubles and live peacefully and having prayed affection to each other and to Krishna. We see that there were two brothers, one Pandu and other Dhritarashtra. But Dhritarashtra was blind and he wanted that I should be the monarch of the whole world. Good reputation, so much wealth and everything. But he was blind because he was not seeing future and he was not devotee. And he was not taking Krishna as a god. Pandu was like demigod, he was devotee. And he wanted that whole world that should be love to each other and love for Dhritarashtra has 100 sons, and Pandu has only 5 sons. And they grew older, they become young, all the boys. Then it was decided by Vyas and Mukhisham Pitama and all others that this would be divided into two, whole kingdom should be divided into two parts, and one should be given to Pandavas and others to keep 100 brothers, and among them Duryodhan was Duryodhan wanted to cheat by Pandavas. By crook and by anyhow, all means, he wanted to take whole kingdom, not giving an inch, but an inch, a little bit like Suchi Agra. I don't know. Little haunted part of earth. Is it one to give? Also was not successful. At last, it was seen that battle must be between Pandavas and Kauravas. Arjuna requested Krishna, I'm giving my chariot and everything to Krishna, and Krishna should take my lagam of Ghoda ke lagam, and what he will do, I will do, what he will tell me, I will do. I'm giving myself to the lotus foot of Krishna. So he told Krishna, I want to see that who are coming to fight. Duryodhan and 100 sons of Dhritarashtra's brother, cousin brothers, they are ready to fight. Another he saw also that Abhimanyu, he and all others in his side, all are ready to kill each other. And at once he fell his bow arrow and he told, I don't want to kill anyone. Partha, conditional forgiven, I don't want to fight and to kill again. This is the background of Gita. Common people they don't know deeply Gita's teachings because they think that two great verses ruin the whole world. And Krishna is telling Arjuna to fight. Why they fight? If anyone wants to realize Gita, what are the teachings? Then he will have no doubt about this. Krishna has not come to create any fighting or anything. He has come to give tranquility, a peace of mind and happiness, and to establish love that I have told before. To understand what is yoga without following the rules and regulations and accepting the teachings of Krishna, yoga, we cannot be happy. Everyone wants happiness. No one wants sorrow, no suffering. But we are suffering. Whole world attempts that we should be happy. But why we were doing and fighting for this thing to become happy. But at last we see that in the end everything what we need to do for happiness. Instead of that, we are getting the suffering. We will have to be old, we will have to die. Whole doctors of whole world meeting together, they cannot say they mean 1 minute. Krishna told so many things to us. He told one joke. We should understand, if you try to understand certain chapter of the Gita, we can understand all Gita. But it is very hard to penetrate in the teachings of the second chapter of the Gita. But this is the platform of Gita. That in Gita, Krishna has not told so many different kinds of yoga. He has only told one yoga, and this yoga first in the beginning is called karma yoga, in the middle bhakti yoga, and in the last, in 6 chapters, he had told jnana yoga. But the all yogas are in one: first karma yoga, jnana yoga, and then we should know so many things. I cannot define all these things one day, 1 hour lecture, 1 hour class. I am trying to give some idea of that yoga is one. So I have told you that when we begin yoga, then it is called Karma Yoga. And when in the middle, it is called Jnana Yoga. And when it is matures, then it becomes Bhakti. We should also know that Karma Yoga and Karma are not same thing. Jnana and Jnana Yoga is not same thing. At first we should know Krishna is telling that don't be karmic.
What is that Krishna? Yes,
who are karmis? Those who do anything only for the self gratification, not for Krishna. And going. In this, there is no object. But all doings, what we are doing, not karma. That is, I am going. No karma, no ability. If you are doing anything, you are going to market to buy any fruit for you, for your children, then it is karma. If you are going but no aim and object of going, then it is jnana. If you are going to market to buy some fruits and offer it to Krishna, then it is yoga, bhakti yoga. So, a karma which adds us with Krishna or God, Supreme Personality of God, that karma is karma yoga, otherwise it is karma, and which will bind in the chain of birth and death, and sorrow and sufferings. If you are saying that I am not body, I am soul, that is spirit, and we should not do any karma or harsh because they will take us to hell. Then he is doing that, I am Brahma, I want salvation from this world. For this, it adopts some bhakti. That is sarvadharma anupatyajyama vikekam sharanam. Like this, I am Brahma, I want salvation, I want to be Brahma. Then it is jnana.